Arsène Lupin versus Sherlock Holmes, originally released as Arsène Lupin versus Herlock Sholmes by Maurice Leblanc, translated from the French by George Moorhead, 1910. Publisher's Note. The author, Maurice Leblanc, originally had his gentleman burglar face off against the inestimable Sherlock Holmes. Due to copyright issues, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle requested Leblanc to modify the name of the famous detective. Now that the copyright of Sherlock Holmes has long since expired, we are pleased to present this book in the way the author originally intended. And so the name of Sherlock Holmes will appear instead of Herlock Sholmes, and Watson will take the place of Wilson. Again, this is simply done in an effort to honor the author's original intentions. Chapter 1. Lottery Ticket Number 514. On the 8th day of last December, Monsieur Gerbois, professor of mathematics at the College of Versailles, while rummaging in an old curiosity shop, unearthed a small mahogany writing desk, which pleased him very much on account of the multiplicity of its drawers. "Just the thing for Suzanne's birthday present," thought he. And as he always tried to furnish some simple pleasures for his daughter, consistent with his modest income, he inquired the price, and after some keen bargaining, purchased it for 65 francs. As he was giving his address to the shopkeeper, a young man, dressed with elegance and taste, who had been exploring the stock of antiques, caught sight of the writing desk, and immediately inquired its price.
"It is sold," replied the shopkeeper.
"Ah, to this gentleman, I presume?" Monsieur Gerbois bowed, and left the store, quite proud to be the possessor of an article which had attracted the attention of a gentleman of quality. But he had not taken a dozen steps in the street when he was overtaken by the young man, who, hat in hand, and in a tone of perfect courtesy, thus addressed him. "I beg your pardon, monsieur. I am going to ask you a question that you may deem impertinent. It is this. Did you have any special object in view when you bought that writing desk?"
"No, I came across it by chance, and it struck my fancy."
"But you do not care for it particularly?"
"Oh, I shall keep it, that is all."
"Because it is an antique, perhaps?"
"No, because it is convenient," declared Monsieur Gerbois.
"In that case, would you consent to exchange it for another desk that would be quite as convenient and in better condition?"
"Oh, this one is in good condition, and I see no object in making an exchange."
"But—" Monsieur Gerbois is a man of irritable disposition and hasty temper, so he replied testily,
"I beg of you, monsieur, do not insist."
But the young man firmly held his ground. "I don't know how much you paid for it, monsieur, but I offer you double."
"No!"
"Three times the amount."
"Oh, that will do," exclaimed the professor impatiently. "I don't wish to sell it."
The young man stared at him for a moment in a manner that Monsieur Gerbois would not readily forget, then turned and walked rapidly away. An hour later, the desk was delivered at the professor's house on Viroflay Road. He called his daughter and said,
"Here is something for you, Suzanne, provided you like it."
Suzanne was a pretty girl, with a gay and affectionate nature. She threw her arms around her father's neck and kissed him rapturously. To her, the desk had all the semblance of a royal gift. That evening, assisted by Hortense, the servant, she placed the desk in her room. Then she dusted it, cleaned the drawers and pigeonholes, and carefully arranged within it her papers, writing material, correspondence, a collection of postcards, and some souvenirs of her cousin Philippe that she kept in secret. Next morning, at 7:30, Monsieur Gerbois went to the college.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?